Rugby Rant Banter, episode 218.
Well, hi Sheddies, it's me, Eddie Stevens. I'm busy. I've been so fucking busy. How are you doing? I'm in my shed here, just picking up the pieces of my life. Been dealing with a lot of stress. Actually, I went to the doctor yesterday, and it's funny, isn't it? Like, I don't know how it is where you live, but here in the US, I live in New Mexico in the Southwest. Marijuana has become like this, like super medicine. It seems everybody believes it helps with everything. It used to be that doctors would tell you not to smoke weed. Now they want you to smoke it or eat it. And the doctor I went to was convinced that I need to use weed for my stress, my anxiety. But I told him I can't, because when I get stoned, I get paranoid and scared and masturbate-y. And that's all I do, is I just get scared and I hide in my house and I eat all the food and I masturbate. It's not productive. I mean, it produces something, but it's not something I want to produce. Anyway, so I go in and talk to him about this, and he goes, well, you know, you don't have to have the psychoactive substance. You don't have to have the I think it's THC, isn't it? I think that's the chemical in weed that gets you fucked up and makes you paranoid. And he said, you can just have the CBD oil. You can take that for anxiety. And I said, all right, well, I'll do that. That's fine. And he goes, I can order you some right now. I go, this is great. Go ahead. And then he asks me, do you want the oral, like the gummies, that, by the way, basically sweets, like candy, right? Do you want the oral, or do you want the suppository? And I said, what do you mean? Like, and he said, you repeat it. He goes, do you want the oral? Do you want a pill, like the gummies you can eat, or would you prefer to take suppositories? I said, why the fuck would I prefer to take a suppository? And he says, well, it kicks in a bit quicker. I said, how much quicker? 10 minutes. I said, all right, I can wait 10 minutes. I've got a little bit of anxiety. I'll wait 10 minutes. I'll eat something and wait 10 minutes. There's no need to panic and start shoving things up our asses. What's the matter with you? Take a chill pill via your mouth, you know? Anyway, none of that really happened. But I didn't do a podcast last week. I meant to, and guess what? It's not because I'm moping around crying all the time after my most recent breakup that came out of nowhere. It's because I'm so fucking busy. I got to figure out how to set aside time for watching rugby. I didn't really get to watch any rugby this weekend. I don't know anything about it. I don't know why I'm releasing a podcast, but let's see what happens, because I've got to do something, haven't I? It's Rugby Rant Banter. I don't even know what episode it is. You check. It doesn't matter. It's Rugby Rant Banter episode something. Let's go. All right, mini pod, mini rugby podcast from someone who hasn't watched any rugby. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Should it be done? No, definitely not. Before I get into the rugby very quickly, what a fascinating situation this is. I was broken up with by my ex-girlfriend. I don't know how much detail I got into last time. I don't know if you're interested. I imagine you are interested, because I love hearing about other people's misery, so I can feel better about myself, you know? And, I'd kind of been pushing my ex-girlfriend away. I kind of started thinking that, I don't know if it's working for me, and then all of a sudden she broke up with me, but I just couldn't see it happening, and I went and I lost my goddamn mind. You know, I don't want to talk about this. Mind your own business. I've just realized I do not want to talk about any of this. Let's talk about rugby. I could edit that out, but I'm not going to bother, because I just got to get this done. Okay, I didn't watch any of the rugby, except I watched about 10-15 minutes of the Saints versus Leicester match. Then I realized I was just not going to have enough time, because that's the thing. I'm so busy now with shit that I'm supposed to get done around my house and shit I'm supposed to do for my life, for my career, and stuff that I've been putting off for years, that now it's getting tricky. I'm going to have to start setting aside time and making sure I have time to watch rugby and do this podcast. I'm sorry. I fucked up. I fucked up the last couple of weeks. But anyway, I watched about 20 minutes of Saints versus Leicester. Then I watched the highlights. Saints are blowing my mind. How did they get so good? How did this happen? Part of it is Hendy. I fucking love him. Not just because he's big and fast and skillful and confident. Isn't that an important trait for a professional rugby player, is the confidence that they have? But his work rate is exceptional. At one point in this match, early on, obviously, because that's all I really saw, he made a mistake. He knocked a ball on or something, and then Leicester got the ball, and he tore through bodies, like just sort of swam through them to get a hold of somebody. It might have been Jasper Vesa. It was somebody big. Oh, it was Montoya, and tackled him. And I just thought, that is exactly the kind of thing you want in an international player. It's exactly the kind of thing that Steve Borthwick likes. I'm sure he'll be on that England summer tour. He better fucking be. You know what, though? So I don't even know the results from the other matches. I know that Bath beat Exeter in Exeter, and apparently quite convincingly, but I'll watch the highlights later. Don't know any of the other results. Maybe I'll have a chance to watch some of them this week. But you know what? Last week, I had really wanted to complain about the Bulls, Saints versus Bulls, European Cup quarterfinals. I know that everyone's already done it to death. I know everyone's been freaking out about it one way or the other. And me talking about it now is a week late. And even if I'd have done it a week ago, it probably would have got lost in the giant fucking argument. I think most people will agree with me that there is no real good excuse for this, that what the Bulls did was actually massively disrespectful. And if you don't think it's disrespectful to send such a piss poor joke of a team and get your ass kicked like that in a quarterfinal, then, you know, and you think that, well, they had to because they've got other rugby, they've got more important rugby. If you've got more important rugby than the fucking Champions Cup, you shouldn't be in the Champions Cup. And that makes a mockery of the inclusion of these African teams. It's a European Cup. Why are there teams from Africa? That's what I said when they first announced it. It was stupid. Lots of people said that. And we were accused of being short-sighted, accused by stupid South African fans of being scared that they'd win it. Like, no, nobody ever said they might not be able to win it. The issue was it destroys the tradition, and it makes a mockery of the geographical nature of the tournament. It's like, that's what we enjoy. We like to have these rivalries, and it's a European fucking tournament. It's insane to bring in African teams. And we worried about things like travel. And now they're making excuses. Now they're saying that it's hard for the African teams because they have to travel so far. Well, then they shouldn't have been there, because it was always going to be that way. And we knew that. And putting in that team, they were fucking pathetic. And it's disrespectful, and it's unfair. It's unfair on Saints. They had to play. Yeah, I mean, are they now prepared for the biggest game of the year in a fucking Champions Cup semi-final? No way. I just think, you know what's annoying is I did have notes that I was going to refer to last week, and I couldn't find them. But surely the best thing now would be to just get rid of the fucking South African teams. No, you cannot play in this. If that's what's going to happen, nobody wants to see that. That's all I got to say. What a stupid waste of time. I might not release this. If I released this, I'm sorry that you had to listen to. Well, no, I'm not sorry. It was you barely noticed it, did you? Just get on with your day and forget about this. Next week, I'll be back with a very, very long podcast, okay? That's my promise to you. I'm going to let you go now. Just let my girlfriend let me go. Just kidding. Fuck that shit. Bye.